Welcome to part two of your wellbeing course. So in this section, we're going to look at the stress impact and how this affects our physical bodies. What happens to our physical bodies when the stress response is taking place? We're also going to look at the effects that stress has on our general health and our wellbeing. We're also going to look at how we can identify stress points in our lives. So first we're going to look at what is stress. So stress is a reaction to a perceived or real threat. It's primarily a physical response. The body thinks it's under attack. The body switches to fight, flight, freeze or flop mode. A stress response is your body's way of responding to any type of demand. It can be caused by both good and bad experiences. When we feel stressed, our body reacts by releasing chemicals into the blood. Stress can be in our everyday lives. Stress can diminish our overall health and well-being. Stress can create a multitude of difficulties for us in our physical, mental and emotional lives. So in our physical, to do with our physical, mental and emotional states. So what is stress? What's the physical response that we receive when the stress response kicks in? Stress stimulates the body to produce hormones. We get this surge of adrenaline, noradrenaline and cortisol pumping through our bodies. Our heart pounds faster, our muscles tighten. The blood starts to flow around our body more quickly, our blood pressure rises, our breath quickens and our senses become sharper. We breathe faster to quickly distribute oxygen-rich blood to our bodies. Our blood vessels constrict and start to distribute even more oxygen-rich blood to our bodies to support us to take action. This then also raises our blood pressure. This also lowers our immune system function. So for our immune system to be functioning at maximum, functioning at 100%, our stress response needs to be lowered. The fight, flight, freeze or flop response that kicks in our stress response suppresses our immune system. So for our immune system to be boosted up, the stress response needs to be down. So what happens when we have these overactive stress hormones raging around our bodies? Stress hormones are for emergencies. They're absolutely fine. They're part of evolution of the human race. We wouldn't be where we are if we didn't have the stress response in place. The stress response has supported us to evolve. It has supported us and still does to get out of the way if there's a lion chasing us, to get out of the way if there's a tiger chasing us, to allow us to step back out of the road if a car beeps a horn to say that we've just stepped into the road and we're now in danger. It kicks us into that stress response to help us to get out of the way. It's necessary. But like I said, it is for emergencies. Our stress response is for emergencies. We now live at a pace where we activate our stress response all the time. Missing deadlines, missing a bus, missing a train, missing a plane, not being able to get on the internet, not being able to connect to Wi-Fi, friends and family events can stress some people out. Maybe having to speak in public can be really difficult for some people. So anything that kicks that fear response in, that anxiety type of response in, that stress response in really, is what's going to set these hormones off. And our stress response can get us as fired up as a sprinter waiting to take off when the starting gun goes off. But we don't get the release of the race the way a sprinter might, when they're all fired up to go. So if we just have this low-grade stress that's constantly there in the background, all these hormones are still spinning, the wheels of those hormones are still spinning in the background. And this is where the problem can occur for us. Our bodies and mind don't get enough downtime, don't get enough rest time, don't get enough breaks in between each stress-filled moment. And with no release, these stress hormones just keep on working. And that's where our difficulty lies. So the impact of stress. How does stress impact us? Stress can impact us in many ways. Elevated cortisol levels interfere with our learning. Elevated cortisol levels interfere with memory. Elevated cortisol levels contribute to lowered immune function and bone density issues. Elevated cortisol levels can increase chronic illness, can increase chronic heart disease, can increase our blood pressure and can contribute to increased cholesterol. Stress can kill brain cells and even reduce the size of the brain if it's prolonged stress over a long period of time. Chronic stress has a shrinking effect on the prefrontal cortex in the brain. This is the area of the brain responsible for memory and learning. Stress symptoms can affect our bodies, our thoughts, our feelings, and can even affect our behaviour. Being able to recognize your common stress symptoms can give you a head start on trying to alleviate stress in your life on a daily basis. Stress, if left unchecked, can contribute to many daily difficulties in our lives, such as high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, and diabetes, to name just a few. So do we need stress? Can stress be good for you? And the answer to that is yes, yes it can. We do need stress. We've mentioned already, you know, it's getting out of the way of danger, getting out of the way of something that's chasing us, getting out of the way of the car that we've just stepped out into the path of. Stress is our body's way of telling us what we need to do. Moderate amounts can give us a buzz from a short burst of hormones. It can help us to perform more effectively. It can improve our memory. It can stimulate us. It's a vital warning system that produces the fight or flight response in us. However, too much stress strains our heart. It robs us of mental clarity and it increases our risk of chronic disease. This is where our difficulty is. Chronic stress equals chronic illness. If the body is out of balance from a stress response and it's a chronic, long-term, ongoing stress response, and the body can't stay in balance because of this, because these hormones are raging throughout the body, illness is going to come through in the body in some shape or form because the body is so out of balance. Illness is only there because the body is out of balance. So just looking at the effects of stress on our health. So we're going to look at acute or short-term stress versus longer-term or chronic stress. So with acute stress, we may get headaches, fatigue, we may have difficulty sleeping, maybe an upset stomach, irritability. So it could be something that happened just in our day or in our week where it was just short-term stress. You know, something annoyed us, something angered us, something caused difficulty for us or tension for us in some shape or form. And this has caused short-term stress for us. We're going to be able to let this go. It may last a few hours, it may last an hour, it may last a day, it may last a couple of days, but we're going to be able to let it go and we're going to allow our system to calm down again, our stress response to calm down again. The difficulty lies then when we move over to the chronic stress or the ongoing stress symptoms. So things that can result from having chronic stress then are things like depression, abnormal heartbeat, high blood pressure, hardening of the arteries, heart disease, possibly even heart attack, having an upset stomach, constipation, diarrhea, weight gain or weight loss, flare-ups. We all have people in our lives or even for ourselves where we know that there's a certain thing that flares up in our health system, and when we're asked or we take a moment to reflect to say, you know, can I identify what this is related to? Can I identify a pattern? We may say, or we may hear other people say, actually, when I'm stressed about X, Y, or Z, or when I have been stressed about X, Y, or Z, this is when this happens. Our body's giving us a warning signal. It's giving us the red flag to say, something out of balance here. I need you to help me out. I need you to help me to correct this. Whatever's causing the stress, we need that to be removed, lessened or changed so that we can get the stress response down in our body. Because again, the stress response needs to be there, but we don't need to have it there on a long-term basis. It's for emergencies. So if we're kicking that emergency response in on a longer-term basis, it is going to bring our body out of balance too much that our body needs to start giving us signals. And these signals then come through as pain, discomfort, tension, or flare-ups, or different illnesses that can happen within the body as well. So where does stress come from? Stress comes from external factors and comes from internal factors. External factors may be financial difficulties, health difficulties, relationship difficulties, career difficulties. There could be stress within our careers to do with, is this the right job for me? Feeling happy in our job, having good management within our jobs as well, making sure that we can manage our finances. There may be difficulty with job loss, with being unable to secure work. There could be lots of different difficulties to do with relationships as well, to do with living arrangements, to do with the home that we live in, if we have a roof over our head. There can be lots of difficulties for people and a wide range of things that are to do with external factors that cause stress in our lives. Bereavement, divorce, separation, moving home, having a chronic illness, emotional challenges, depression, anxiety, and holding on to anger, holding on to rage, holding lots of fear, holding lots of guilt, having low self-esteem, taking care of other family members, whether they're ill or elderly family members, having experienced a traumatic event or a very stressful or shocking event, or witnessing something shocking or traumatic as well in life. These are all things that can cause stress to us from an external perspective. Internal things that can cause us stress, fear and uncertainty, anxiety, difficulty with change, holding negative emotions and thoughts from traumatic events that may have happened in our lives or traumatic events that may have happened to others or are happening to others in their lives. Our attitudes and perceptions towards ourselves and towards others, a feeling of overwhelm, having unrealistic expectations on ourselves and on others. All of these things can cause intrinsic stress or can be intrinsic factors that bring stress to our lives as well. So stress helps our body to prepare to face danger. Stress in everyday terms is a feeling of being overloaded, of struggling to cope with demands, of feeling overwhelmed. Stress symptoms can be both physical and psychological for us. Short-term stress can be helpful, but long-term stress can be linked to various different health conditions. And we can prepare for stress and manage stress by learning some various different tools and techniques to help us and support us. So just to take a moment to go to part two of your workbook, we're going to look at a stress-related exercise. So we're going to look at the stress response and identifying stress points in our lives. So you have a wheel in front of you in this exercise, and really what you want to do is to label the 8 segments that are within that wheel, if at all possible. So these 8 segments are areas of your life, just main areas of your life. Not areas where you feel stressed necessarily, just 8 main areas of your life. And there's an example in the workbook there that shows you somebody who has completed this exercise and the 8 areas that they chose. So you can pick those areas as well, or if you want to pick other areas that are relevant to you. You may feel that there's crossover in the examples there and that some of those areas are relevant or all of them are relevant to you. If you can't think at 8 at the moment and you just think of 4 or 5, just do 4 or 5 for now. That's absolutely fine. If you can think of more than 8, just put a number to the side and then you can look at those later on as well. We're just going to focus on 8 for this exercise for the moment. So what we want to do first of all is to look at satisfaction with each of the 8 areas in your lives. So where 0 is the centre of the wheel and 10 is the outside of the wheel, it's just really looking to see where you can put a straight line in each segment to notify whether you're from 0 to 10. So 0 is the centre and 10 is the outside area. 0 is low satisfaction, 10 is high satisfaction in each of those areas. So you're going to do 2 exercises on this one wheel in your exercise book. So we want to just take a moment to pause your video and just to write down the 8 areas, the 8 segments, and then where you feel satisfied in each of those areas from 0 to 10. So 0 is low satisfaction in one particular area, 10 is high satisfaction. So for example, with the person in the example that you have on your workbook, if you look at the career segment there, this person is at about a 5 in career. If you look at health then in the segment in the example on your workbook, health then is at about a 3 for this person. So they feel about satisfied at about a 3 out of 10 in the area of health. And you can just use that as an example as you work around your own wheel. So just to pause the video and just record where you feel satisfied in each area. Okay guys, so the next section then we're going to look at stress within each of these areas. So for each of the 8 segments that you have, it's just to draw a dotted line where you feel you have stress in a particular segment. And there may be segments where you feel you have no stress at all, and that's absolutely fine, you just don't record any answer there. So the next part of the instructions then are to record a dotted line where you feel stress in each part. So 0 is no stress at all and 10 is highly stressed. Some people may even feel they're over a 10. So it's just to put a dotted line where in the same segment where you feel there's stress for you in that particular area. So just to look at the example then on the page that you have there. So for the example there in the area of health, the person who completed this already has about a 5. They have a dotted line at around about a 5 in the area of health. And even to just look at the relationship and romance section for this person, they have around about a 5, which is satisfaction, a 5 on the solid line in this area of romance and relationships, but they've no dotted line, so they don't feel any stress in this area. So even though they only have 5% or five out of 10 satisfaction, they don't feel like they have stress in this area. So it's just to pause the video then and to work your way around the segments to see where your dotted lines are in each of the areas, if you have stress in each of the areas. So in part 2 then guys, we looked at some core aspects that were related to stress. We looked at the physical impacts of stress on our bodies. We looked at the effects of stress on our health and our well-being. And then we also looked at our exercise to identify our stress points. And don't forget to go to your workbook to complete your quiz. That's at the end of part 2 for this section as well.